Erevin Peches Mishnah Hey. Hamaniach is Beisoy, Vaholach Lishbois Be'ir Acheres. We're now back, we keep on switching back and forth. We're now back to the halachis of being koinish shvisa, not so much to the mekoymois, but when a person is considered as being koinish shvisa, not legabe ruvit chumen, but legabe that his mokoym in a chotzer, his bayis, will be considered inhabited, that then you have somebody who's in the eruv, let's say if he wasn't mishtatav in the eruv, that'll ask up on all the bnei chotzer. What happens if somebody's not home for Shabbos? Very basic question. They made a Ruve Chatzeres right before Shabbos. There's one fellow who wasn't home. So you could be Zoicha for him. Let's say not. Let's say everybody gave a pass. Lamaisa, this guy wasn't there. He's not part of it. He left his house for Shabbos and he went to be Shavas in another place. So the Gemara, the way the Gemara says it is that Be'etzem, if a person's not home, he's not considered a toishov, a dor, in order to aser up the other residents. However, Chazal made a gzera. If he's home, they made a gzera even if he's not home. The Gemara explains that, according to some tanoim that we're going to have over here, the Chazal went a different step. A yid, it's more meaningful to say that a yid, even when he's not home, is home. A goy, if he's not home, he's not home. Befrat, lefi what we learned in the beginning of the sixth parak, that the whole din of a goy, really, he doesn't have a din to aser al tzeruv chatzeres. His whole din is takon. You don't want yidden living with goy. So that's why there's going to be different levels of whether we see the goy as still there, whether we see the yid as still there, even though they're not there right now. So the first Tana in the Mishnah, Reb Meir, Echod Nochri ve'echod Yisrael hareze oiser. We aser anybody who's not there, doesn't make a difference who he is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einoi Oiser. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say across the board, Einoi Oiser, somebody who's not there. Somebody who is convey himself that he's going to be someplace else and he's not here in this place, the Shabbos will answer. Will not answer. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda with a Geshmak Esvaro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nochri Oiser, Yisrael, Einoi Oiser. A guy, even if he was not home for the weekend, will answer. Or Yisrael, if he was kaveh that he's going to his in-laws, his kids, whoever it is, for Shabbos, eino yoyser. Why? He's not going to come home in the middle of Shabbos, right? He doesn't have carpool. He can't come home. He's not going to come home. So then where he is, a guy, even if he's not home, there's a makom ligzor, because a guy, even if he's not home, could come home. If Shimon Aymer, I feel he niach his basi, v'holach lishbois eitzel bita boiser ir, Einei oiser shekvei hisia miliboi. Reb Shimon's mice of one prat. The loshon that we have in the beginning of the Mishnah is Hamaniach is basically v'holach lishbois be'ir acheres. He went to a totally different city. If he went to a totally different city, so then you can hear the tzadar of Meir that he asked us, he's still considered home. You can hear where Reb Yosi is coming from. Zok to Eliger Reb Shimon, afilu hiniach is basically v'holach lishbois eitzel bita boiser ir. He didn't move out of the town, that's for sure. He's not abandoning his friends and neighbors. He went for Shabbos to a daughter who lives a few blocks away. Even Ba'oiser here, we see him as Nekam Koimoy. He was already Messiah Tas. He's in the second location. He's not going back home to the first. And that seems to be the Halach L'maisa like Reb Shimon. Mishnah Vov. Here we're introduced to a topic that we haven't had yet. And that's a bor shebein shtei chatzeres. We've had a lot of mutual areas that have to be divided, and what defines it as one area that's compromised because there's different rishuyos being mishtamish, and what's called an area that's separated zemizah. Here you have a bor shebein shtei chatzeres. It's two chatzeres, and they both have access to the same bor sheyesh b'mayim. That's their water source. So people are coming from Chotzer A and Chotzer B, the whole Shabbos, they're taking water out. The problem is that the water is not Muruv. Let's add that, let's assume we're talking about Chatzeros, that you can't be Ma'arav together because there's no access between, there's no doorway, there's no Chaloyim between the two. So we have a problem, we have a bar. It's accessible and it's Shayich and it's a Schus for both of them. So L'chor, the bar itself is a Mokoyim that you can't be Mishtamish for the two Chatzeros. So what do you need? L'chayra, The concept over here is going to be that what you need is a divider to make a mechitza down the middle of the water. And with that, one side is taken from the water on their side. The other chatz is taken from the water on their side. Now, you'll understand that you can't define the molecules that are on this side before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the water is constantly going back and forth. So, there's a cooler here. This is not a proper mechitza. L'chor, you have the water going back and forth. In Hilchis, Hoitzod Deiraisa, Avada, if you'd have a mechitza, you'd have a wall going straight down to the floor of the well, the floor of the bar, and going straight up, and going asar tvachim above the water level. Even if there's a certain amount of seepage of the water from underneath, the mechitza is not made. So it could be a mechitza, it could be a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach on the water, the stumble won't work. But let's say you have a chain link fence. Plenty of water is going back and forth. Right now, when Bnei Chotzer Aleph on the right side are being shoyev mayim, they're pulling out water. They're pulling it out from Birushus. From Chotzer Beis, they're pulling it out from Birushus. So it shouldn't be a problem. The problem is that the mechitza is not a mechitza that goes straight all the way down to the floor of the well. What? Yeah. So the Mishnah over here is going to give several etzes. Now let's give a hakdama. As far as a mechitza is concerned, so we know that a mechitza has to be asar tvachim, has to be to the height of asar tvachim. We know that if you have a mechitza that goes from the ground up to the height of asar tvachim, we then say that the Rishus HaYochid is Eila Adler Rakia. We look at the mechitza of the Rishus HaYochid as extending upward. That's called good asik. Good is an extension. Good asik means it's masik, it goes all the way up. Adler Rakia. There's another terminology that's used. It's definitely used in certain cases in Sukkah. It's called good achis. The concept of achis is something going down. You have it, let's say, by schach, extending. Now, what happens if somebody has a mechitza where the mechitza is raised above the ground? It doesn't go off the ground. It's nailed in on the sides of a rishus. So there's a board. There are planks that are nailed in from one side to another, but it does not go all the way down to the ground. If it's within the shear of Lovud, within three tvachim, so it's mechub al-aretz. But if it's more than that, if it's three tvachim and above, so what we have over here is a halacha in Mesechah Shabbos, Erev, and what's nagia to Hilchis Mechitzes. The halacha is that a mechitza tluya, mechitza which is suspended, is not a mechitza. Now, Gerade, if you open up Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Tes, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, and it could very well be that this is one of the differences between Mechitzas Shabbos and Mechitzas Lagabe Sukkah. It could be that a Mechitza of Sukkah is less about defining the two places as separate, and it's more about giving the Mokim inside the Sukkah walls around it. So it could be that a wall, even if it's above the ground, even if it's a mechitza tluya, it's called the wall of the space inside, the same way the roof is part of the mechitzas. Normally in Shabbos and Erev, the roof is not part of the mechitzas. In Sukkah, part of the defining the place as a Sukkah is the schach, the main part. So the walls around don't have the same gedarim. This is a inyan rochov about mechitza Sukkah, lu'umas mechitza Erevin. And it's a subject to discuss barichus in Mesechah Sukkah. But al-Kabarim in Mesechah Shabbos, Erevin, what's Negev, to our Inyonim, that's for sure that a mechitza tluya, if it's suspended above the ground, does not work. The term that's used in the Gemara is because Gedi and Boikim Boy. A Gedi could wiggle underneath the mechitza. So how could you call that a separation between two places? If it goes up to a height of Asar Tvachim, so the fact that an animal could jump over, but the two mekaymes are separate. But over here, on the ground space, they're connected. Now, there are those detaina that the nusach that Chazal used, b'ki as gedim, k'dei she'izdakir bo gedi, is just a way of describing why we don't say good to define the area as completely closed off when you have a mechitza tluya. But really, the point is mechitza tluya means that the two mekaymes, the two Rishuyas are not separated. Others taina, no. Be'etzem, if you have a mechitza asar, it should be yorid. The same way a mechitza asar is oila. The concept of good should work asik up, achis down. But the problem is, Lamaisa Kadeshi is Dakabo Kadi. It's so accessible, it's so easy to move from one to the other, that that's already not called a Hagdorah of defining the two Rishuyas as separate. Whether the Etzem Halach is Kadeshi is Dakabo, that's just a similar Dover. The famous raid on this is between the Chazanish and between his Talmud, the Sholem Yehuda. The Sholem Yehuda is a Sefer on Inyonim Moed. He's probably the Morid Shmaitza in Lomdus, in the last few days on Gidrei Mechitzas. It was written by Blazer Plachinsky, was a Adam Godel Ad Moed in Yerushalayim, a son-in-law of Rabbi Levine, a younger shvoger of Rabbi Eliyoshev. Adam Godel, Ish Kodesh. And over there, he's Mizvakech, back and forth with the Chazanish. One of the topics they discuss is this topic. The Nafkamina, practical Nafkamina, would be, what happens if you have something that would stop the penetration from one rishus to the other by animals, but not really a mechitza? You have some type of wiring or there's things there that might not have the geder of a mechitza, but lemaisa, there's no yizdaka bogdi. Would that be possible or not? It seems the consensus, the pashtus is at least, is that it would be possible. Shaz, that's not a mechitza. The two areas are not divided when it doesn't go all the way down to the ground. Another subject of discussion is whether this psul is deraisa derabanan. So we just showed a Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes and Sukkah. That's machlokes tanoim. They're arguing on a psul which should be halachal moshe Sinai, whether it's possible or not. Because of that, some achrenim want a taina that the psul of mechitza tluya is a psul only midirabanan. Midiraisa, it's okay. Which is why maybe there's a man d'omer in Sukkah who would let it go. And we're going to have over here mechitza tluya, that there, in the case by us of a boer with mechitza tluya, also that the mechitza tluya is good, even though normally in blocking off Rishus HaYochid it won't be good. So that's subject to a discussion, which one, or would they be mekel d'rabbanan, and which place would be more open to a kula. Chatzeros, which is only a din d'rabbanan in Shabbos, but the Etzem Shabbos is, you're talking about Hoytzah, or a sukkah, maybe only because it's not Chilul Shabbos, you're only talking about a bitl mitzaseh, so they were makel by mechitza tluya, at least according to one man d'omer. The pashtus is, however, it's mefurish kemat that way in the Rajba, in the Gaon Yankiv, in the Ritva, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the psul of Bekiyas Gedim is a psul d'iraisa. Mechitza tluya means the two rishuyos are not separated. This, that there's a difference between sukkah and Shabbos, we explained that could be the parameters of mechitzas by sukkah b'chlal are different, and that's the Hakdama to our Mishnah. Now let's see the din that we have over here. So what do we have? We have a boer sheyesh boi mayim. You want to make a separation. It's not practical, it seems, to make a mechitza that goes all the way through the water, cutting all the way to the bottom of the boer. The boer could be very deep. It could be 10 feet deep. Putting up a mechitza is definitely difficult. So the Mishnah over here, the Tanakama, has three oifanim, how to make a mechitza tluya, but even where there's something compromised about it, but it's enough for this case, which is only derabbanan. The Gemara makes an interesting point. We pointed out that the mechitza tluya, the problem is described as gedim boikimbob, kias gedim, that's more visible. It defines the two spaces on either side of the mechitza tluya as really being one. Over here, Bekiyas Dogim. We said also the water, L'chayr, goes from back and forth, but the water at least is something that's not definable. Here you have Dogim that swim from one side to the other. So L'chayr, in a creek, that's going to define the two sides of the creek that are separated by a wall that doesn't go all the way down as not really being two areas. It's really one area. Hayyoyis L'maisa, the Bekiyas Dogim is not near Leinenu. That's why we're Mekel in this case. Plus the fact that it's a kula in Chatzeris, where there are many kulas begidrei mechitza. We've had a few of them in the past. Over here we have three cases where it works. One case is Balashna Mishnah. Bor shebein shtei Chatzeris. Ein memalem memena b'shabes. You can't draw water out of the bor because you have a ruv Chatzeris problem. Elim kein osu loy mechitza gavoya asara tvachim. You're making this a mechitza asara tvachim, and now we're going to say where you have to make it. It does not have to be the regular mechitza. It could be, will be gairis in the Mishnah because the Rav is gairis bein melamalo. According to many Rishonim, this is not part of the wording of the Mishnah, but it's definitely true according to a Tanakhama. Either what you'll do is, you'll make a plank, and you'll nail it from the two sides of the bottle. You'll tie on a tarp or something to make a mechitza above the water. It does have to define the two sides of the water as separate. It does not need to go all the way down. The way the poskim say to do it, based on the Gemara, is that it has to be meshuka b'mayim. It has to be in the water to the depth of one tefach. So you need 9 tefachim above the water. That's pretty easy, right? You have two sides of the bar. Stretch across a tarp. Not that hard. Usually the bar is deeper than it is wide. So across the width, you can make 2 poles. Stretch a tarp across, and you have it going a little bit into the water. Again, it's a mechitzat luya, because it doesn't go all the way to the bottom, but it's still okay. Bein milamata, or you could have on the bottom of the bar, go down, dive in, and stretch a tarp across, and you have asar tefachim. Now, it's not dividing the part of the water that you're taking the water from. And the dogim are having a merry time swimming back and forth. Afilo achi, it works. Bein mitach ognoi, or you don't even need that. What you need is, you have a full asar tefachim, you stretch a tarp or a piece of wood across, and it doesn't have to actually hit the water. It's enough that it goes into the ognoi, is the borders of the bar. It's like the sides of the bar. It's a natural bar, so it's like below ground level. The water is further down. It's sort of in the ear space of the bar, or let's say if you have a man-made bar, picture like the by a pool, there's a certain amount, the water doesn't go all the way to the top, so it has to go a little bit into the ear space of the pool, despite the fact that it doesn't actually touch the water. Either one of those three cases are good. This is the shita of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, he had a different version, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, of what the shitas were, and he has a machlokes tanoim. Beishamai oimer milamato. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was machmir. He held that Beishamai and Beis Hillel have gewissik peds. You can't do it b'chol oifin. Beis Shammai oimer milamato, the wool, the tarp that you're stretching across, the plank, whatever it is, has to go from one side on the floor of the bar, from one side or the other. You need a tefach sticking above the water to make a visible mechitza between the two. That's what the Chacham will not tzuch in this case. Ubeis Hillel oimer milamala. Doesn't only mean milamala, it means af lamala, the Gemara says. Which means that he holds that you can make either 10. It doesn't have to be the full 10 above the water. It goes into the water to define the water space as being separate, even though it doesn't go all the way down. Like we said, there's a kula over here in the Hilchas Mechitzas. Or it goes milamata, the way Beis Shammai says. You put it down on the floor of the bar, and it goes from one side of the other, to the other. It sounds like Beis Hillel is also maskim that Ba'ognoi does not work. It's either milamala or milamata, but it has to be in the water. Om Reb Yehuda loitehei mechitza gedoyla min ha'koysel shebeneyem. Reb Yehuda's mekel, that heyois over here, we have a kabol, the chazal, we mekel on mechitza tluy, even if you have something that you didn't put up specifically for the water. Stop, you have a hefsik, the bar, is a water source, but there's a wall between the two chatzeres. Nothing to do with dividing the water into two. Stam, you have a fence that divides two chatzeres, and there's a bar sunk in over there, and it happens to be both sides have access. The wall's not there specifically to make a hecker in the water that there's two sides that are shaykh to the two chatzeres. The wall is there as a wall, like a regular wall of a chatzer. That's enough. And that would then be defined with good achis as going down until the floor of the bar, and that's not a problem. That's fine. According to the Tanakhama, the Gemara explains, you don't have this kula. The mechitza has to be made to make a heker in the mayim. Again, how? There's 3 oifanim. Milamalo, milamato, and b'toich oignoi. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'toich oignoi does not work. It works either only milamato according to Beis Shammai, or milamala or lamato. Milamalo or lamalo according to Beis Hillel. And Rav Yehuda has his kula of a mechitza proper working, even though it's not made there as a heker b'toich hamayim.